are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. January 3rd, 2014. Wow. Did you think we'd make it? We made it, all right. I hope everybody made it safe and sound. Happy New Year. Back to work. I got to tell you, man, this was pretty cool, right? We had New Year's smack in the middle of the week. All of a sudden, I'm back on air, but it's Friday. I'm actually upset because I really got a lot to talk to you guys about this week, but the week is already over. Not a big deal. We'll also have a packed show tomorrow, too, on Saturday. But I hope you guys had a great holiday. I hope all the family got home and is back safe and you don't have to see them for a year. I love my family, but I gotta tell you, man, that was the hardest part of the holidays, you know. If people say, well, I cry and I get depressed on the holidays, I think the reason why they do it, it's not because they miss people, it's because they have to be around people that bring up the past, and if you really don't want to talk about the past, you want everybody to get the hell out. So I think we got that. I think everybody who is reminding me of my bitter past is gone. I don't have anybody blackmailing me about skeletons in the closet. So I think I could get through now this first month guilt-free. I'm blackmail free, so I think I got through the holidays unscathed. New Year's was great. Went to a friend's house with our kids, so the kids were entertained on one end of the house. The grown-ups got to sit there. It's funny. We started to play Pictionary. And I know some of you guys are like, see, what happens in your middle age? You play Pictionary. No, that's not the worst of it. I was also, one of my friends, her husband's a meteorologist at Fox 5 News. So we actually were watching Fox 5 News while on New Year's Eve party mode. But that's okay. But I really can't draw. And it's kind of a shame because I don't think a lot of us could draw. You know, if you really think back to your days in school, remember we would have music, we would have drama, and then we would have art, right? And when we would be in art, we would do some paper mache. I don't really remember much about art, but they really never taught us how to draw. So it's unfortunate because some of the kids were starting to wander downstairs. And I told you guys, when I draw, everything looks, I don't mean it to look phallic. It's just nothing looks, I guess, the way it should be. And so if you have anybody out there with a sick mind, they'll think it's phallic. So what ends up happening is I'm trying to draw, I had to draw a hoe. You know, like gardening, and nobody was figuring that out, so I just drew a picture of me. I mean, I didn't know how to get them to figure that out. They still couldn't, but anytime I drew something, somebody in the back would be screaming penis. And I'm like, no, that's not what I'm drawing. And it stunk because little kids were coming downstairs. And so now, not only does the room full of Pictionary people think I'm drawing phallic symbols, but now you got these little kids thinking I'm sick. And it was a complete disaster. But you know what? We made it to 2014. Now, speaking of disasters, we're going to talk about Obamacare, of course. It sounds like people are being turned away from the emergency room because they're claiming they have Obamacare coverage and nobody can verify it. So for those of you who think you have some sort of coverage as of this month, you don't. We're also, I guess, baffled by the fact that endoscopies could be back in the news for contamination issues. Remember we had that whole hepatitis C thing in Nevada? Well, not in the state of Nevada, but at that one clinic in Dr. Desai's clinic in Nevada, which has been rectified, okay? I think we have rectified the situation with the rectums. But they say that there were contaminated endoscopes blamed for a superbug outbreak. Again, we'll talk about that one. Then, scientists have been spending our hard-earned money and grant dollars figuring out dogs' preferred bathroom position. That dogs will poop, okay, based on the Earth's magnetic field. We need to talk about that. In entertainment news, we got to talk about Duck Dynasty is back in the news. They may be moving to Christian TV Network. Pretty cool stuff. We have China in the news saying that multiple pediatric deaths were not linked to the hepatitis B vaccine. 9 children had died. people think it was the shots. We'll talk about that. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Headline today, Clay Aiken from American Idol. Right, Clay Aiken, you know, good for him. I was a huge fan of Clay Aiken because I didn't watch the Kelly Clarkson American Idol. I didn't start watching it until the second season, and this Clay Aiken blew my mind. But he's in the news because he wants to run for Congress. He's 35 years old. By the way, looks a hell of a lot better than he did during that audition with Simon Cowell. So he's looking pretty good. Sings like amazing. But he wants to run possibly for Congress in North Carolina. Yes, Democrat, but that's okay. I would just say if he does win, he has to sing his swearing in. Okay, I'm not going to deal with this all, you know, monotone type stuff. He has to sing. And you know what he should do? He should also sing his congressional speeches. I mean, you know, everybody has jingles. Everybody has these annoying commercials. I am not looking forward to the midterm elections in 2014 because I'm really kind of sick of government right now. But why don't you kind of spice it up a little bit, Clay? You could sing. I like that Bridge Over Troubled Water. And I know he could sing one hell of a Star Spangled Banner. So that would be my suggestion to him. I may even vote for him. I mean, I honestly, all right, we just need something different right now. And I know some of you are like, oh my gosh, but he won't repeal Obamacare. Honestly, people, is repealing Obamacare really going to help us? This is such a cluster. I mean, repealing Obamacare is basically putting a piece of scotch tape on a dam that's already breaking and crumbling. All right. I mean, the effort will be nice, but we have a breaking dam when it comes to our healthcare system. So I think Obamacare should just not be so much repealed and ripped up. Is just kind of stick that law right there. I mean, if I could really go with this analogy as far as I could go till the break, stick that law on the break. The dam that's breaking, okay, and let the law just completely crumble, all right, and then we just build a new dam. That's what we got to do. Let's build a new dam. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, you'll watch your dog right before he's about to defecate. And, you know, they kind of run around in a circle, and you're like, what's the point? You know, my cats do that, too. You know, the cats have to position themselves a certain way, but I figured it had to do with the potty box. Well, apparently, I don't know how many thousands upon thousands of dollars went into this, but scientists think they figured out why dogs pick a certain position to poop. Apparently, dogs will align their bodies to the north-south axis of the earth while defecating. And I guess it will only happen when the magnetic field is stable. When it's unstable, I guess we have solar flares, etc. So whenever you hear about solar flares, the dogs are not going to poop this way. So you can't do a science fair project at home. I know a lot of kids this spring are going to have to come up with a science fair project. I got to tell you, that would be a fun one. these dogs defecating, right? The position of the axis and the dogs defecating, I think that's brilliant. All right, but anyway, so when there's solar flares, the dogs don't do this. But when there aren't solar flares, the dogs will then, I guess, line up. Now, we know dogs have very, shall we say, keen sense of things. They know when there's, like, a storm coming. They know when you brought home groceries. They know when you're sitting down and your legs aren't crossed. I mean, they just know where to go. And but I guess this was a study out of Czechoslovakia. They say dogs not only align their bodies with the Earth's north-south axis when going toilet, but this position according to Mail Online, can be affected by the slightest of fluctuations in the planet's magnetic field. Okay, what I'd like to know is, can they manage the smell and the stench of their poop based on the Earth's magnetic field? And when can they do a clean break? I don't really care the position they squat in or do their deed, but I do care about if they have a clean break or not. And the reason why is, any dog that I've had, if they didn't have a clean break, would basically wipe their butt when they got home on the house carpet. So if the scientists could figure that out, I'd donate money to the cause. But right now, I really couldn't give a damn what position they sit in. All right, researchers found that in the morning, dogs tended to position their bodies towards the west, but then would shift to an easterly direction in the afternoon. But it only happened when the magnetic field was stable, because I guess, you know, when it sits along the axis is not fluctuating, the magnetic field becomes unstable during solar flares. To test their theory, researchers from the Czech University of Life Sciences studied the body positions of 70 dogs across 37 breeds as they went toilet on walks. In total, they recorded 1,893 defecations and 5,582 urinations over a period of 2 years. I defecate and urinate that much in a one-week period. They also studied the changes in the Earth's magnetic field during that time and any changes in position. I wonder if they got NASA involved. By studying different breeds, the researchers were able to rule out the possibility that positions were unique to certain species. Yeah, you know, like some dogs, like my lab, oh my gosh, he poops out half an intestine. Yet my little fox, I don't know what the hell we have. We have some sort of a rescue dog mutt mix or whatever. We call her Foxy or Mama Fox, you know, because she thinks she's such a, you know, she's like Foxy Cleopatra. She poops differently just because I guess her butt is closer to the ground. They also ruled out, for some of you going, this study's bogus, they did rule out that the time of day and position of the sun played a part. Because I know many of you are like, wait a second, we get early morning sun coming into this side of the house, right? Don't worry about that. These scientists were very, very thorough, okay? Don't freak out about that. Okay, in conclusion, oh, by the way, for those of you breaking down the door trying to find out what journal this is in, it's called The Frontiers of Zoology. The Frontiers. In conclusion, they found that the dogs prefer to excrete with the body being aligned along the north-south axis under calm magnetic field conditions. Now, don't worry, I already have an answer for that. Some of you guys are like, wait a second, what about global warming? It has Gore weighed in on this. Here's the thing. Okay, global warming has no effect, I think, on the axis. The axis could have effect on global warming. So as far as I'm concerned, it could be hot, it could be cold, the dogs could poop, whatever. Please keep in mind that most of us non-scientific people don't really give a damn. We're just too worried about, did anybody see the dog poop and can we get the hell out of there without scooping it up? Or how to scoop it up without getting it under our nails. So, pretty interesting study, though. I mean, I'm really, really glad that somebody is putting that much time and money into this. Now, I want to talk about something really important here, and I'm having a little trouble finding the study. Okay, I'm sorry. You see what happens? This is why I need an extra pair of hands. Wouldn't it be nice if we had an extra pair of hands? Okay, this page cannot be displayed. My stupid computer. Let's talk about something, though, extremely important in medical news. Shingles and heart attack. This is something I wanted to save for a little bit later today, because we need to talk about this. This is pretty important. Apparently, a study has come out saying that if you had a shingles outbreak under 40, it could raise the risk of stroke or heart attack even more than shingles itself could. Now, some of you are like, wait a second, Dahlia, I don't remember shingles putting you at risk for heart disease or stroke. Well, why do you think they made a vaccine for it? Okay? You know, having some painful blisters on your leg. Yeah, that's pretty unbearable, but it's not as scary as you being at risk for heart attack or stroke, or you getting a shingles outbreak by your eye that can make you go blind, you getting a shingles outbreak across your chest that causes you to not be able to move one half of your chest, hence you can't breathe. So pretty significant stuff. But now even more scary is they're saying if you're under 40 and you get an attack of shingles, it could lead up your risk of stroke by 74% and heart attack by 50%. Now, older people were less affected, but it still raised their heart attack risk by 10% and trans ischemic attack or mini stroke by 15%. That's a lot of percentage points. It is. Okay? I mean, you don't want anything going up 0.001%. You know, for those of you freaked out, right, and about this whole percent thing, and you're like, well, 10%, I mean, you know, 10% of a dollar is a dime, so why should I care? Just look at the blood alcohol level when you drive. If 0.08% is enough to throw you in jail, all right, a 10% increased risk, that's huge. Okay, so if you're ever having trouble figuring out percentages, do that. Just look at the blood alcohol level. Now, this was a study, I guess, that came out. I'm trying to see who gets credit of the study. It was published in the journal Neurology. British researchers get this study, okay? What they did is they looked at 106,000 shingles sufferers and 213 people of a similar age. Now, of course, they didn't talk like that. They were like, these people have bloody shingles. Let's evaluate the situation and come up with our research. That's how they probably talked. Records from a database were reviewed for an average of 6 years after diagnosis. The study was published in the journal Neurology and took into account other risk factors like obesity, smoking, and cholesterol. Because if you are obese, you have high cholesterol, you smoke, that could put you at risk for a stroke risk and a heart attack. So they had to kind of account for that. And they found that if you had shingles, but like I said, even at the younger age, 74% risk increase risk of stroke, 50% increased risk of heart attack. Now, why the hell would that happen? Well, it's an inflammatory type issue. I mean, I don't know if any of you guys ever had the chicken pox, but that really blew. Well, shingles blows also. And having the viral infection, even though shingles is more localized than its predecessor chickenpox, because you know it's the chickenpox virus that decides to live in one of the nerves, and then it decides to come out, make this nasty rash. You still feel like crap. You feel achy. You feel febrile. You could have a fever. You could feel pain. You just feel like crap. And I guess 1 in 10 people get affected with shingles. Now, I'm not saying anybody who gets shingles is going to have a heart attack, and all people that have heart attacks probably have some sort of shingles. No, I wouldn't say that. But what if the shingles vaccine could prevent heart attack and stroke? What if? That would be pretty damn cool, wouldn't it? I know. Start investing. So, well, I don't want to tell you what to invest in. I'm not very good. If I didn't invest in any stock. I mean, I'm glad I didn't with the recession, but I'm just so scared of the stock market that I don't. Also, I mean, when I invest, it's like $20. I mean, what could you buy with $20? Dr. Dahlia Show stock. Yeah, you're probably right. Anyway, the other suggestion or theory they have is maybe shingles. The reactivation of the virus, the chickenpox virus, does spread to the arteries, and that increases more localized inflammation. Not that you're getting shingles in the heart, but some of the antigens and the viral excrements, okay, even though they don't excrement and defecate like a dog, there are viral proteins, shall we say, that could be messing up with the arteries. So, you know, definitely talk to your doctor about shingles vaccine. Not a bad idea. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy to make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter and follow us on Facebook. I know many of you are being hit with this major snowstorm back east. I guess JFK opened up one of their runways. I know you guys are still trying to get back after the holidays. For those of you traveling and for those of you living back east and dealing with the snow or even in the Midwest, Godspeed. I know it's could be a pretty dangerous time. I always kind of, you know, complain about not getting any snow around Christmas time, and we didn't get any snow. It was actually like 60 degrees, which is kind of frustrating because I really, really love the holidays. I really love Christmas time, and I'd love to just see some white snow, please, some snow. But be careful out there. All right, Cheerios has made a announcement that they are dropping genetically modified ingredients. I guess under pressure from consumers and activist groups, General Mills says it will stop using genetically modified ingredients to make its original Cheerios cereal. I didn't know they had GMOs. I guess they are now going to use non-GMO pure sugar cane instead of beet sugar. What was that commercial? Pure something sugar from Hawaii, something in the sun. Oh, CNH was a GNH. Something H, pure cane sugar. Pure cane sugar. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know if they use that. Anyway, the change was made, they say, weeks ago, said spokesman Mike Siemienus. Anyway, he declined to be more specific on what his name means. He says, we do value our Cheerios fans, and we do listen to their thoughts and suggestions. See, I need to eat Cheerios. You know why I can't eat Cheerios anymore? Because we used to use them to train my kids to pee in the toilet. We would throw Cheerios in the toilet, have them stand and aim to pee. And so I guess, associate the yellow box of Cheerios with pee, and I shouldn't. Because I know there's chocolate Cheerios and frosted Cheerios, and I know there's certain flavors I would be attracted to. But I just think of Cheerios and pee-pee. Some consumers have health and environmental concerns over the use of GMOs, but there's little scientific proof that products made with GMOs are less safe. Yeah, many of you have asked me about GMOs. I like the idea of don't Donald Duck with my stuff. All right, leave my stuff alone. Hands off. Let me eat what I need to eat. But I'm not scared. If I went out to eat and somebody said it was full of GMOs, I really wouldn't care. I mean, I would probably, you know, I wouldn't. I mean, as long as it tastes good, because, you know, think about it. We nuke and we charcoal and we high fructose corn syrup and we reheat in plastic containers. There's so much crap and chemicals and stuff on our food already that I'm not scared of a little GMO, but I don't like the idea of anybody tainting or screwing with nature, because I think it's going to bite us in the butt. And I, even though I have plenty of butt to be bitten, I just don't need that. So that's why I get a little nervous. Last year, Whole Foods became the first national grocery chain to require all of its suppliers to label all products that contain GMOs by 2018. Chipotle announced plans to phase out GMOs. Okay, so they said no mas. And Kashi is also taking action to phase out. One of my relatives is eating Kashi. She says it makes her poop. I don't know about the Kashi brand, but if there's no chocolate flavor, I'm not buying it. All right, so you guys all happy with that? The Cheerios? I don't know what my favorite cereal is. I've been kind of digging the whole Cinnamon Toast Crunch thing, because for some reason I've been in sugar mode. It's got to be because of my hormones. But today I had Cocoa Krispies. I know. Listen, cut me some slack, okay? I'm not on my diet yet after the holidays. I'll work on it. I'll have like a celery stick for dinner. I'll figure it out. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't know if many of you saw this headline, but they said the first asteroid impact of 2014 ends in the Atlantic Ocean. The first impact. What are they talking about? We're supposed to have more asteroid impacts? It's only January 3rd, for crying out flipping loud. They say the very first asteroid of the year smashed into the Earth's atmosphere and fizzled out somewhere over the Atlantic Ocean January 2nd around 2 p.m. Eastern time. What? They say this is the first of 2014. Wait a second here. Wait a second. Okay, I thought there's only supposed to be maybe one asteroid coming at us, and it's supposed to be the biggie, and we're supposed to call Bruce Willis to save the day on that one. All right, I kind of forgot that we're having all these, and you see, they only tell us afterwards. Like when Osama bin Laden was killed, they told us afterwards. They go, yeah, we got him, but by the way, he's in the ocean already, so you can't see him. I'm like, what? So they're doing the same thing. Yeah, we got hit with an asteroid, but it's all done. And they do that on purpose. You know, I do that also with my husband. If there's bad news, what I do is I already fix the bad news. So by the time I have to lay the bad news on him, I already tell him, well, the situation is taken care of. Right? I invited my mother over. She'll handle it. All right. Okay, so astronomers first detected the asteroid appropriately classified as 2014 AA. Maybe it's because they were at the AA meeting when they found it. Using the Mount Lemmon Survey Telescope. Mount Lemmon. Doesn't lemon bar sound good? Why am I craving sugar? Anyway, the first faint image of the asteroid was snapped on January 1st at 1:20 a.m., and then I guess they were able to estimate its size. That would have been nice if it kind of gave us a clue. I mean, we're hearing about dogs and how they poop. The least they could have done is tell us an asteroid was coming so we all could have seen it and maybe, you know, pulled out our umbrellas. Anyway, They say the only other time an asteroid was observed before it reached Earth's atmosphere was back in 2008. Many of you remember the 2008 TC3. It was sighted 19 hours before it burned up somewhere over Sudan. But the 19-meter or 62-foot-wide Chelyabinsk meteor exploded over Russia last year, causing widespread damage and injuring 1,000 people. Remember that? So would like to know, when this is happening, they say, while destructive asteroid impacts are rare, they do happen. Rare? It sounds like one's happening every year. According to asteroid hunters, you know how there's tornado watchers and storm chasers? There's asteroid hunters. I would love to meet the man and see what weapon he has who calls himself an asteroid hunter. There are a million space rocks larger than the 2014 AA that crossed the Earth's orbit. See, I'd like to know that so I'm not in an airplane at the time, people. Jeez. So it's important, they say, for NASA and private organizations like the B612 Foundation. I thought the B612 was a vitamin foundation. To keep improving methods of asteroid detection. Yes, please improve your methods. Because, you know, no. Okay, one, improve your methods. But two, can you improve your communication, please? Because it's inevitable that one day some hunk of space debris large enough to cause serious damage will strike our blue planet, according to the ScienceReporter.com. I thought our planet was kind of white and blue. All right, so, all right, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you guys, okay? Nobody is telling us the scoop. I'm kind of sick of this, all right? We're being told things half-assed. When we are told things, we're being told things in a very manipulated way, like, oh, yeah, we got this, all right? Don't get me started on Obamacare. And it's kind of frustrating me that we can't do anything to prepare ourselves or protect ourselves. I know you're like, Dr. Dolly, come on. Okay, we're talking about space stuff. You can't protect yourself. I think you can. If somebody tells me that they're seeing an asteroid that is going towards, let's say, I know I don't travel a lot, okay, but I would like to one day go to Hawaii again. I really would. So let's say they say in the Pacific, yes, I know where Hawaii is. I got an A in geography. Let's say we hear a day before that there's going to be an asteroid flying in the Pacific. I will probably pick a delayed flight. Or I will fly over the North Pole to get to Hawaii through Russia. I don't know. I don't know what I'd do. I'd just do something different. Okay? It just, I don't know. I'd like to live a little longer than I think these space people want us to. But I know it's all about, they don't want people to freak out. See, the thing is I'm not freaked out because I have my emergency kit and I have my gun. But if they're trying to do gun control where we don't have our guns, they don't want us freaking out about asteroids. So I get it. I get it. All right. But it's all a crock of crap to me. When we come back, I want to talk about, I guess, O.J. Simpson is saying he has a brain tumor and he wants Obama to get him out of jail. We'll also talk about these dirty endoscopes blamed for superbugs. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another two servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Happy New Year. 48 minutes past the hour. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, O.J. Simpson, I got to tell you, man, you know, back in the news. This time, this kind of interesting. I mean, he has issued a plea for clemency to President Obama, saying he may have brain cancer and should be allowed to leave jail, where he is in Nevada, and be freed. Apparently, he's 66 years old now. O.J. Simpson is currently serving a 33-year sentence for what? No, not the Nicole Simpson and Ron Goldman shooting, no, but because of the kidnapping and robbery. right? Remember that happened with the sports memorabilia. Okay, so that's what finally got him into jail. He is being tested now for a tumor on his brain to determine whether he has cancer. He is convinced, however, that he is going to die, according to the Mirror News. He has now turned to the White House begging for freedom via a letter to the president. Now, we know that Simpson has been in poor health. He's gained a lot of weight. I believe he has diabetes. They say he's been suffering from blurred vision, stuttering, and falling. Oh, I'm sorry, failing hearing. Hearing loss. No, he hasn't fallen yet. Okay. They say at one point doctors told him to lay off the sweets. I guess, remember there was this big, huge headline that he stole some cookies out of the jail cafeteria? All right. Anyway, Simpson is supposed to be eligible for parole in 2017. So if today, you know, if we're in 2014, 3 years is a little too long to wait. Now, in jail, you do get medical care. Okay, you are able to get CAT scans, you are able to get, you see doctors, you are able to get care. Just because somebody has a debilitating condition doesn't mean they don't still, you know, sit out their term. Okay, the jail is equipped to handle diabetes and all that. Okay, so it doesn't mean he has to go home. But, it's just one of those things where, you know, karma kind of freaks you out. I think karma always gets you. I don't know, though, much about this brain tumor. Okay, I don't even know if it is a brain tumor. I mean, they obviously have to identify it and figure it out. But I don't blame him for wanting to get out of jail. You know, if God forbid he has a brain tumor, I mean, you know, he's going to want to be with, I guess, whatever family is still alive. And, you know, he didn't. Okay, we won't go there. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Duck Dynasty, back in the news. Apparently they have launched their own range of guns. You know that really cool-looking camouflage I believe they came up with? The guns have that sort of camouflage on them. I didn't realize they were making $200,000 per episode. Yep, the family was getting $200,000 per episode, and then you kind of split it up with the family. I know, we're kind of, you know, looking at the whole, we're looking at it. I mean, I get a choice, right? The whole TV show thing. Oh, my gosh. No, I'm telling you right now, we were not told it's going to be anything like that in terms of money. But remember, they got a lot of people. They got to split that up. And by the way, when you look at these network contracts, when they say X amount of money per episode, I think the number 400,000 per episode was being thrown around. I don't know anything about their contract. But remember, there's production people. There's camera crew. There's director, there's whoever, you know, claims they came up with the idea. So there's always people kind of getting their piece. So it's not, you know, I mean, that's just, you know, one thing to think about. And because people always ask me, I don't understand why reality TV stars aren't, you know, more wealthy than they are. Well, because usually the first year or two, you don't make anything. And a lot of times you have to even put your own time and money into it. But that's not anything I really want to go into now on this show. No, I am not producing my own show. We have a production company, thank God. I can barely produce my own radio show. Anyway, they say that Phil Robertson plans to move to a Christian TV network and launch a new show named Duck Commander. Apparently his business is worth about $15 million. Oh, wait, is it? No, it's got to be worth more than that. Anyway, the weapons start at about $500. I don't know if you guys are going to be able to get the bullets and the artillery for that. I don't think you're going to be able to stock up on that with all the changes that have been happening right now. But they're good looking. I'm not really sure what's going on with this whole A&E saying, okay, they could come back, they can't come back. But from what we understand, he was upset about being suspended after his rant. Well, I don't know if it's a rant, but he made comments that were insulting to many homosexuals and black people. And he suspended him. Family said, it's a no-go. We're not going to be doing the show then unless Dad's here. They thought they'd take Dad back, right? Because obviously the show was making A&E a lot of money. And still, people are mad on both sides. So that's what's going on there. I didn't really know there was a Christian TV network. I think that's cool that they have one. I just, you know, when it comes to this whole TV thing, I'm kind of new at this as well. But I got to admit, I really love camouflage. Okay, I think camouflage looks really good. Their color camouflage to me, I think, is pretty hot. But I just still kind of confused by this whole situation, how you know, I don't really want to go into the whole Duck Dynasty thing. I'm kind of sick of the subject, to be honest. I think we need a real cool, funny medical show out there. That's what I think we need. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, I guess there was a drug-resistant superbug outbreak in Illinois last year, and they are blaming dirty endoscopes. Now, endoscopies, right, they have cameras, right, and we do the upper endoscopy through the stomach, or we do the lower endoscopy, the colonoscopy, all right, but I believe they're talking about the upper endoscopes that, you know, evaluate the stomach, etc. Even there's endoscopes that can even examine, like when you do ERCPs, your liver, your bile ducts, pancreas. They think it was these types of endoscopes that were not properly disinfected, and they ended up infecting people with a dangerous type of bacteria. Remember we talked about the carbapenem-resistant enterobacteria? Well, the carbapenem is a newer class of antibiotics that is kind of the mother of all antibiotics. And these enterobacter are resistant to the carbapenem. And when we talked about the superbugs, we have superbug gonorrhea, the carbapenem-resistant enterobacter, we have the MRSA. We got a lot of nasty bugs. And then we have the Clostridium difficile. So the superbugs are arising. Why the hell this got introduced into people with poor cleaning procedures is beyond me. I mean, you know, and I don't know how they do it in endoscopy centers. What I do in my office is I double do. Okay? You're supposed to soak in germicide, or you're supposed to autoclave, clean and autoclave. I just do both because I just don't trust bacteria. I just don't trust superbugs. So I soak everything for 24 hours. Then we dry them, clean them again, and then we stick them in the autoclave. And so we just double do. And the problem with like what happened with the hepatitis outbreak that happened in Las Vegas with that one clinic is if the instruments aren't soaking long enough. Now, some soaks, it depends on the chemical. Some soaks could be 20-minute soaks. Some could be 5-hour soaks. I just do the 24-hour soak because I don't even want to mess with it. But if an endoscope is expensive and your endoscopy center has one or two, you can't just do one scope a day and stay open. So my guess is they're doing procedures that sterilize quicker. And an autoclave run could be anywhere between 20 and 40 minutes, depending on what you do. So, but if you can't autoclave an endoscope because of the rubber, that's a whole other issue. So unfortunately, I really can't comment on some of these sterilizing procedures, but I do know they take a lot of time. And so when I hear that somebody got infected from a contaminated scope, my first thought was it was a time issue as opposed to there being, let's say, dirty, like a dirty solution, et cetera. It's very easy and cheap to rechange. I mean, the solution isn't that cheap, but it's inexpensive. The other issue you have is, are pieces of tissue still on there? So I would just say buy your own scope, right? And say, use this one on me. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.